Welcome to the Everyday Home Learning Podcast. I'm Hillary, and today I'm going to be talking to you about our 2022 homeschool relaunch plans, and I hope you're easing into a new year as a homeschool family is going really, really well. I hope you've given yourself just the time and the permission to do this at the pace that works for you and for your children. One of the things that I love about homeschooling, I talk about this a lot on my Instagram page, which is at Home Learning Coach. I love the freedom of homeschooling. I love that there's no bells to tell me I have to start at a certain time. I can go with the pace of the day. And when it comes to reestablishing homeschool routines after the holidays, I can take things at the pace that works for us. And so, as many of you know, I created a checklist, a 2022 homeschool relaunch checklist, to support all of you in the Home Learning Coach community and any homeschool family to ease into happy homeschool routines. And I've been following along with you. So today I'm in the last step that I wanted to focus on with you, which is step four. And if you are listening to this, go to my Instagram to grab a copy of this free checklist. It's the link in my bio. If you're listening to this a little bit after I air this podcast, and you would like to grab the checklist if it's no longer there, if I've added something different there, please just send me a DM in my Instagram and I will send it to you personally, and I'll add you to my email community so you can get all my other materials to help support you in your homeschooling. So, step four, I suggest that this process takes between 5 and 10 days. I'm sort of 3 days into this step. And so the first check box I have for step four is spend a bite-sized amount of time on all subjects. And the second checkbox says keep things fun, light, and simple. The learning will happen. So I'm going to share a little anecdote. Today I was hoping to introduce writing for my 10-year-old. And yesterday we talked about it and I had said to him, okay, we're going to, you know, integrate or introduce writing into the mix now that we're slowly introducing the subjects. And writing is a subject that he likes the least. And so he had no problem with math, no problem with even our spelling that we do. And he has this really cool editing book that he can point out all the errors in. He doesn't mind doing that and some other things that we're working on. But he said, Mommy, can I, he still calls me Mommy at 10. I'm so lucky. Can we delay for one more day for the writing? So I had forgotten, and my daughter did start with writing today. And then I said to him, okay, we're going to do our writing. And of course he reminded me, and then I remembered. And so that little story is just to say that the way that you introduce subjects doesn't have to be exactly the same for all of your children. If you have more than one child that you're homeschooling, one child might really want to start with math, but the other child might not. And in our case, writing was no problem for my daughter. She was actually enjoying this new book that I had bought for us to work on together. And my son certainly was not looking forward to that. And so one of the things that I encourage my coaching clients to really think about is we have the freedom as homeschooling families. We can go with the flow. And so maybe when I was first starting off as a homeschool mom, I might have pressured my son and said, no, you know what? I shouldn't have said that. We're starting writing today. Your sister did writing. You're doing writing. I looked at his face. I looked in those eyes and I realized, no, I had said that we would start tomorrow, not today. I had forgotten and I didn't push it. The look of relief in his face. And I thought, why did it even cross my mind? why am I even considering making our home learning something that we have to argue about? And so even though I'm years into this experience and having been a classroom teacher, I'm constantly learning every day, just very kind of subtle strategies that make things work better. And I'm learning to listen to my kids. I'm learning the power of just noticing where they're not comfortable with something, noticing where they're not enjoying something, and being really quick to respond to that so that we don't get into a situation where one of my kids starts really resisting or resenting something that we're doing. Now, that's what a classroom teacher doesn't have the luxury to do. Classroom teachers, we teach a one-size-fits-all approach. Yes, we can adapt things. Yes, we can differentiate for the different kids in our classroom. But it's really hard to know sometimes what a kid is thinking. Many children in a school setting will keep their feelings to themselves. They hold it in all day, and then they come home and the parents think, my gosh, what is this behavior? Sometimes kids just, you know, they'll have meltdowns, they'll be really emotional, they'll just be all over the place. They had to hold it together all day at school. Now, as homeschool moms, they don't have to hold it in. They don't have to go along with things that make them feel uncomfortable or make them just really hate the process. Instead, they can just be fully upfront and honest with us. And that's why so many homeschool moms come to me and they say, my child is resisting. In some ways, that is a good thing. It means that your child is telling you what they need. And they feel close to you, close enough to express what their needs are, knowing that they're safe to do that and that you're listening. It's when kids only resist and are not open to anything that we have a problem. And I've definitely worked with families where that is the case. So I hope you're not dealing with that. But every child, in my experience, every child at some point will say they don't want to do something. And I don't want us to look at that as something that's bad or wrong or to be fixed. Instead, it's something to listen to. So I just want us to kind of reflect on that, because it took me years of homeschooling to come to that realization. There's nothing wrong with my son saying that he doesn't want to start with writing and he needs another day. And so tomorrow he will start writing. And actually, in some ways, it's great because he will feel as if he chose that to a certain extent. And so that's empowering. And remember, I say bite-sized amount of time on all subjects. So he knows we're just going to do a little bit. And we've been doing a little bit of math and a little bit of some of our other subjects. And my daughter, who's 7, she's been spending some time reading, and her reading is coming along really nicely, slowly, much slower than my son, but nicely and at her pace. And going back to all the things that I love to reflect on when it comes to the joys and the blessings of homeschooling, if your child needs extra time with a subject, if it's not coming quickly for them, that doesn't mean that they're struggling. It means that their process just needs extra time. Sort of like, I remember when I was learning to drive, and I was learning to drive a stick shift because that was going to be my first car, and it was taking me forever to learn it. But it's not that I was struggling. I was getting it. I just needed more time. And if somebody had labeled me as struggling, I feel like it would have just made me feel so defeated, because I was working really hard to learn it. And so if you have a child who isn't learning a skill at the same pace that you thought they would, or that you expected that they would, or that you've heard kids should learn it at, or if another child was faster, I want us to think differently about that. We don't need to label it as a struggle or a difficulty or some kind of deficiency. Instead, that is your child's time frame. Just like we couldn't have anticipated when they would learn to walk or lose their first tooth or become potty trained. So every child has their own time frame. I thought my daughter would potty train way before my son. In fact, she was later. But in so many ways, she's so much more mature at 7 than he was at 7. My kids are 3.5 years apart. So many things happening in their own time, in their own way. And the beauty of homeschooling is that we can just allow these natural processes to unfold and we don't need to force them. And our children can just be themselves. They don't have to conform to a system that is a one-size-fits-all approach. We can really give them a tailored approach so they can thrive and love learning, which is probably part of why you wanted to homeschool in the first place. So I hope you can tick the second box in step 4, which is keep things fun, light, and simple. The learning will happen. Some of the ways, and I know I've talked about this in previous episodes, some of the ways I keep things fun, light, and simple is often I'll serve a little snack before we dive into our schoolwork. Maybe, like for instance, today I baked chocolate chip cookies. So the kids had some chocolate chip, homemade chocolate chip cookies. What's better than that? Right from the oven. And I'm just kind of setting a mood. It's like a celebration. We're going to gather at the table. We're going to eat the cookies. And then we're going to dive into some math. And it also creates a really happy, positive association with the whole experience of sitting down and picking up a pencil and getting to work. And it's also about our attitude. So if we have a smile and if we feel, you know, upbeat about what we're doing, it's just, it really, really sets the tone for our kids. So if there's something that you don't like about the schoolwork, about your curriculum or any of your materials, if you're not enjoying it, switch it. Get rid of it. Make a change. Ask your kids what they think and just feel empowered by the very fact that we get to make these decisions. So I hope as you are transitioning into a new year, a new chapter in your homeschooling, I hope you feel a little bit more prepared, a little bit more ready and supported. Please get in touch with me on Instagram. Send me a DM at homelearningcoach. Let me know how you're doing. I would absolutely love to hear from you. I love hearing from my listeners and followers on Instagram. And if you have any trouble getting the checklist, please just let me know. I will send it to you. And I hope you have a wonderful day or night, morning, wherever you're at, wherever you are in the world listening to this. Thank you. Thank you for being a listener. If you know a homeschool mom who might benefit from this episode, please consider sharing this with her. If you would consider rating, reviewing, and subscribing to this podcast, I would be delighted. And thank you so much for being a listener.